The OTB Brief with Seadrill, the new name for Tegrill, your partner in roofing for generations to come.
Good morning, we hope you're well. It's Wednesday, the 2nd of December. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief with Seadrill, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Cork goalkeeper Caoimhín Kelleher was the star of the show as Liverpool qualified for the knockout stage of the Champions League. Kelleher made a number of saves, including a late stop from Klaas-Jan Huntelaar as the Reds beat Ajax 1-0 at Anfield. Curtis Jones scored the only goal of the game in the second half. The win means Liverpool are guaranteed top spot in Group D. That's because Atalanta followed up their win at Anfield with a 1-1 draw with Midtjylland. 22-year-old Kelleher told BT Sport it was a special night.
Yeah, obviously it was an amazing moment for me to make my debut, especially in a Champions League game. It was massive for me, and obviously the most important thing was to get the win and qualify, which we did, so yeah, great night.
Kelleher may get more games in goal now as regular stopper Alisson has a hamstring problem. Manager Jurgen Klopp praised the Leasider after the game.
Top. It's a situation where I have to say it was easy to decide for Quive because he just deserves it, but it was difficult to decide against Adrian because Adrian did really well for us, I have to say, a lot of clean sheets early season last year, Super Cup final, and all these kind of things. Did really a good job, but tonight we needed the package of Quive, and Quive is a top talent anyway, but a really good shot stopper and a top footballer. So we needed that, but for the pressing of Ajax. We needed his chips from him in the half spaces and these kind of things. That was really good. But of course, in the end, it's all about saving, keep the ball out of the net. And he did that at least twice in an exceptional manner. So I'm pretty sure he will either way sleep really well tonight or not at all. Both he will enjoy both.
Elsewhere, Manchester City guaranteed themselves top spot in Group C despite a goalless draw away to Porto. In the other match in that group, Marseille beat Olympiacos 2-1. In Group A, Red Bull Salzburg won 3-1 away to Lokomotiv Moscow. It finished 1-1 between Atletico Madrid and Bayern Munich. In Group B, Real Madrid slumped to a 2-0 defeat away to Shakhtar Donetsk. Inter Milan won 3-2 at Borussia Mönchengladbach. The top two in Group H meet at Old Trafford tonight, with Manchester United playing host to Paris Saint-Germain. Group E's joint leaders go head-to-head in Spain, with Sevilla facing Chelsea, both matches kicking off at 8. United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says his side have no injury worries, and the Norwegian says his team will not be holding back.
The quicker you can qualify, the better, of course. With a win, we'll win the group. So, of course, that's our intent. We want to go out there in our style, attacking intent, defending well against a top team with some top individual players, of course. But our mindset is win this game and we won the group.
A reminder that the OTB Brief is brought to you by Seadrill, the new name for Tegrill, your partner in roofing for generations to come. There are 6 games in the Championship tonight. Leaders Norwich City are away to Luton Town. Middlesbrough play Swansea City. It's Blackburn Rovers versus Millwall. Nottingham Forest hosting Watford. Sheffield Wednesday take on Reading. And Wycombe Wanderers take on Stoke City. An emotional Vera Powell said last night she'll wait to hear from the FAI before deciding on her future. She emphasised her pride in her Republic of Ireland players after the 3-1 defeat to Germany in the final European Championship qualifier. The result at Tallaght Stadium meant Ireland missed out on a playoff spot. Powell says she's got a lot to consider before a new deal can be agreed. Underage hurling and football competitions are set to resume in the next 10 days. Leinster GAA informed members last night they hope to play their Electric Ireland Under-20 hurling quarterfinals starting next Friday. Competitions have been on hold due to Level 5 COVID-19 restrictions. There's an 8-race card on the all-weather at Dundalk this afternoon. The first is off there at 2. Coming up on OTBAM with Gerard Roy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we're talking to Taggy Fogarty, Kevin Walsh, Mickey Quinn, Ruth Fahy and Daniel Harris. Then tonight we'll hear from Ronan O'Gara and Leo McNulty will talk about Formula 1. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That is your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief with Seadrill, the new name for Tegrill, your partner in roofing for generations to come.